www.biggerbush.co.uk.
Ich wünsche euch einen guten Abend, freue mich, dass ihr eingeschaltet habt. Hier ist Wurzel und ich präsentiere euch heute das Glyn Biggerbush Special in der Gleichlaufschwankung auf Radio Korax 95,9. Es gibt 2 Stunden lang Wissenswertes aus dem Munde des Meisters und dazu Rares, Unveröffentlichtes von Lightning Head, Biggerbush und Rockers Hi-Fi sowie 2, 3 bisher unveröffentlichte Mashups aus der Hand von Glyn Biggerbush. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß in 2 Stunden Gleichlaufschwankung, 2 Stunden Rockers Hi-Fi Lightning Head Biggerbush Special.
And it was different with Rockers because, you know, the way we worked was I was working as a sort of sound engineer and musician, whereas Dick was working as a DJ. So I would be putting stuff together on the computer and he'd be going through piles of records. And every now and again he'd play something to the beats that I was putting together and I'd be like, oh yeah, I like that, and we'd sample it and then just carry on building it like that. Because now I work on my own most of the time. And it comes in different ways. It might be one record that inspires me. For the last probably 9 months, I've been really inspired by African music, like African funk from the 70s, and been listening to a lot of that and sort of analysing it and recreating it and trying to get it to the stage where I can take it somewhere else. I felt like I really had to get inside that music, which I have, but I'm now at the stage where I need to develop it because I don't want to just recreate it, you know, I want to do something different with it. So I've been listening to all sorts of really nice, very rhythmic, percussive stuff from Africa, and that's really been inspiring me. Well, I met Dick through a guy called Nick, who was his DJ partner. And Nick was a saxophonist, and he was playing in a band I had at the time. But they used to run a night playing jazz music in a bar in Birmingham. And Dick was a carpenter, and I needed a lock putting on my flat where I was living, on the door of my apartment. So we got talking about music when he was working on the flat, and then my wife and I bought a house, and Dick came and put a new kitchen in and did various bits of work. And that was really how the Rockers thing started, because he was just in my house every day and we just started talking about acid house and raves and things. And in the club where he was working, Patrick was a security guy. And he used to come behind the decks and he'd be singing along to the records while Dick was DJing. So when we made our first album, we released it on a different drummer, and then it got licensed to Island. And we had to change a lot of the things because they were samples. So we got Father P in to revoice a lot of the links, or to change the links between the tracks so that they were legal. And that was how it started. Way back in 1992. We'll be right back. But the reason for that is simply that I only play records that I really love. You know, I think some DJs maybe play records because they know they're going to work on the dance floor, and you know, they play certain type of record at a certain part of the party in order to, you know, fill the floor, I guess, which is what a DJ should do. But I will only play a record if it sort of speaks to me personally, and it's sort of something that probably inspires me as well. Beep. rockers were well known here, and you know, I'm not very well known in England, so I tend to play and work more in Germany, so it sort of makes sense to have a German record label. I mean, I play in England probably 4 or 5 times a year, you know, just at festivals and the odd gig and the odd party. Yeah, so that's why I'm just better known in Germany. it's a case of promotion, you know. When Rockers were signed to Warner's in Germany, we got a lot of promotion, and that just raised our profile. And you know, I'm still sort of known in Germany, whereas it never happened in the UK. And so some people know my stuff in the UK, but it's quite a small crowd, quite a small cult.
True love I know exists, the love I can't resist, so yeah.
Yes. Do you know who Sapien are? Do you know the story of Sapien? Sapien is a guy in LA called Von Schock, who was a tattoo artist. And when we first went over to America in about 94, Dick got a tattoo of the different drummer logo put on his arm, but like on the inside of his arm in the most painful place you could imagine. And the guy who did it was Schock. And he was really full on, you know, really full on, as only some certain types of people from LA can be. And he started blagging us about his music and how brilliant it was. And basically, he kind of hassled us so much that we ended up doing a remix for one of his tracks, even though we didn't like his music at all. And we ended up doing three, actually. And I think the first two were better than Que Dolor. We did Gato de Oro. And on the back of that was Amor Negro, which is like a deep house thing. And that was a nice EP. The Gato de Oro was a really long, very chilled, sort of trip-hoppy sort of thing, dubby thing. And then later on we did get Que Dolor, but Que Dolor is too long. It's about 11 minutes long. It needs an edit.
Thank you. querías más de lo que yo te daba. Tú querías controlar toda mi alma. Querías controlar toda mi alma.
Really Different Drummer was put together by Dick and Nigel, who was our business manager at the time, as a vehicle for our records originally, and then, you know, we started to put other people's records out as well, like Painted Van and Temple Roy and other people. But yeah, so when Rockers Hi-Fi split up, then that stayed with Dick. Well, as far as I know, it is, although I think it's not doing anything much at the moment. I know Dick he's opened a bar with Father P in Wolverhampton in England, you know, near Birmingham, and they're just sort of working on that, so I don't know what's happening with the label.
Yeah.
Between when I first got into music and then making this kind of music, you know, when I first got into music, I wanted to be a drummer, and I think that was probably informed the way I make music now. Even though I never became a drummer, I sort of, with a computer, I'm the, you know, I can be the best drummer in the world kind of thing. But when I first started listening to music, it was rock, really, you know. It was Cream and Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin were probably my favourite groups. Well, actually, I was living in Northampton then, which is a place between Birmingham and London. And my brother, I've got an older brother, and he played the guitar, and my dad plays the guitar as well, so there were guitars in the house, and I just sort of picked up a guitar and started working out riffs from my favourite tracks, and from there it just grew and grew. And, you know, there was a lot of bands and all sorts of stuff before I started doing like digital music, which was in about the beginning of the 90s. And by then I discovered dance music, I guess, and I don't know, where did the bass lines come from? I think I got into reggae. I always used to listen to John Peel, and he introduced me to all sorts of different types of music, you know, all the way, you know, until he died, really. And the thing with Rockers was we sort of hit upon this idea of combining reggae bass lines with house music. That was kind of the formula for some of our stuff. And I've just always loved reggae bass lines because they're very melodic, and they kind of just have their own tune. I suppose that's just giving me the love of bass.
Janka style, watch these steppers. Wicked and wild discipline as a little child. Now beeline massive, hold on. Alright, coming. All right, watch out. the top. Can't turn back. Start from the bottom, say we're running from the top. Right from the top. Can't turn back. Start from the bottom and you go down to drop. Right from the top. Can't turn back. Start from the bottom, say we're running from the top. Watch the
mashup. I took a rhythm from a group called Yash 2K, who are from London, called Fade Away, and I just put the vocal from Now I Deliver over that. Night, actually. but I doubt whether we'll get it released. Actually, that was one I wanted to put that on Sound Sensation, but it was going to take, you know, because it was Warner's and everything, it was going to take ages to clear it, and so that one had to go. But what I'm doing at the moment, I'm working on a mix, for a sort of radio mix, which is going to be an alternative version of Sound Sensation, and I'm going to use all the tracks that I wanted to put on it that didn't get licensed or we didn't get clearance or whatever.
Yeah, feel we flow. Rock is high fire. Here we go. Get down to the funky sound. Rock is high fire with the lyrics from the Phoebe One. Boom, bye, bye. Come feel we flow we. If you never know we ain't nothing, we already know the people them can show we. So we slowly as we getting down. Be it dollar for dollar or a pound for a pound. Be it eye for an eye or a two for a set. Uno can destroy with high. You're not ready yet.
Like I say, sure. Each and every day.
Yeah.
And the funky crazy mad props to them vinyl junkie. Bigger bush, water P double decks. My Kim C, different drummer with the flex. They be vexed. We be busting styles, creams to the brown. Man, like whatever, when we be getting down. Them off and out, we peeps get a shiver. DJ, now comes the time we deliver. She deliver. sure I. Phoebe one, she deliver. We got that digi versus analog rap with the dub. Man grab woman, get sweat with the scrub. We gets freestyle, they gets green. Red, we be vibing when we get horny. She say, he say, they never do. Like I say, every day gonna stick with you. Rod Bob original, rockers high five. Worldwide space flow, better know we fly.
Like I say, each and every day, the way I feel is in my song. Whether you're all weak or strong, with this song you can't go wrong. No, I deliver. No, I deliver.
We out.